We're here with Joe Raculia, who is the Director of Security Solutions Marketing for the Enterprise at Alcatel-Lucent. Joe, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Listen, we're at the show, obviously, doing full coverage, as you know, and we're interested in finding out what you see as the major trends out there this year.
So what we're seeing is the continued, really, deperimeterization of the enterprise environments today. And with that, what we're looking at is solutions around trying to help support our customers as they evolve their businesses in this new way of delivering services out to their customers, as well as protecting their information within their data centers, within their organizations, from not only attacks, but data leakage and a variety of other things out there.
Well, considering the issues that you just brought up, how is Alcatel-Lucent really approaching that?
Okay. We're focusing on very much four different areas around the security space. The one is around network access controls, providing integrated pre- and post-admission technologies at multiple levels, so starting with down at our switching infrastructure portfolio, providing integrated security capabilities, and then migrating up to different layers with host integrity check, full-featured role-based access control technologies as well in that area. So that's one focus area. Another area is we're seeing the continued transition from a cost savings perspective to voice over IP telephony out there in the market space. So we're addressing this in multiple ways as well. Again, as kind of a pay-as-you-grow type of environment here, starting with a hardened infrastructure with our voice over IP solutions, to then adding in additional defense mechanisms to protect that now breachable perimeter with the voice over IP, with very hardened VPN firewall technologies there, focus on the security threats to the perimeter. From there, we have another layer on top of that, providing really end-to-end encryption technologies all the way out to the telephony, to the phone devices themselves there. Again, all as an integrated solution, but can be implemented as kind of a grow scenario there, depends on what the security requirements of your customers are out there. A third area of focus we have is around the extension of the perimeter with the explosive growth in the laptop environment out there. And we've developed a very unique platform in conjunction with our Bell Labs research arm to provide an end-to-end mobile security platform there that provides lockdown of really all of the interfaces and requires now your laptop to always be connected into your corporate network. So no longer can your employees go into a Starbucks, download malware, come into your corporation, and infect your entire network there. So they'll always be required to provide or adhere to the corporate policies for access, for web access, for antivirus uploads, things like that in the platform. Now, that solution has, again, it's a platform. We integrate with a number of third-party platforms for disk encryption, patch management, so it can also be utilized by the IT administrator as a process improvement, because now they can be doing downloads to your PC, even though it's off, because it's a platform that has a separate mini-computer integrated with a 3G modem, so it provides an always-on access even when your laptop's off. So you can do background downloads to those laptops as well. Additional feature from a security perspective, very big today with stolen laptops, is we have the ability to lock out that laptop immediately and disable its function. Again, since that laptop is always on with the 3G connection, you could even lock down your laptop when the laptop itself is powered off. Removal of the modem, whether it's the PCMCIA, or we're working right now on a USB version of the technology there. You pull that out of the system, your laptop is automatically locked as well. So you can walk away from your laptop. You can leave it right here with my 3G nonstop laptop Guardian card, and you're fully protected. No one can have access to that information. So the fourth area, one other area around that also is the geolocation services as well. Since it's a 3G modem, you have that 3G capability of always finding out also where that modem is.
Right, right.
Okay. The fourth area of focus that we have here is very much around our unified communications infrastructure capabilities. So, you know, as businesses evolve these days, there's much more interactions between the corporation and its business partners, as well as the ability to now, you know, get closer to your customers. More and more customers are building web services interfaces to provide that access control capabilities there. So we've developed technologies, again, in conjunction with our Bell Labs research arm, around protecting that business-to-business communications infrastructure, providing identity federation. So in many respects, corporations, particularly in the financial industry, as they are merging together, there's divergent systems there,
right,
divergent business policies, and, you know, now access to multiple systems where you may have authorizations, for example, in one system to provide authorization of transactions for $5,000 a day. But you have that also in this new system, but you're only authorized in total to do $5,000. This provides a capability that you can track your identity through multiple systems and track the business policy you want to enforce across multiple systems. It's a very innovative product out there. We're able to do consolidation of logging and auditing information from these multiple transactions that are going on all in one place there to provide that compliance record as needed as well.
Right.
So. What are a couple takeaways that our folks can hone in on when it comes to differentiating you from other people out there with these solutions?
Great. A couple key takeaways is, you know, we're a global company here. We provide an extensive infrastructure, not only from a product perspective, but also from a support infrastructure perspective. We've developed some very unique, innovative solutions to address a number of these security risks around deperimeterization these days. We have also developed an ecosystem of partners that can be bought in to address a lot of the more traditional security issues, antivirus, disk encryption, things like that. So we built a partnership infrastructure. And we can, again, bring together that around a framework of service offerings to provide a single point of contact around a range of technologies out there.
Great. Well, you know that we focus largely currently in government and financial.
Yes.
What advice do you have for folks in these particular industries dealing with these issues?
I think one area of advice is around, obviously, protection of the data that you have in your infrastructure there. I think it's certainly a growing concern out there around leakage of information. The distribution of desktop or laptops right now is causing a huge issue in the fact of having a lot of critical, confidential, sensitive data on these laptops that now become exposed due to a loss or theft of these devices. I guess my advice there would be look into solutions there that can ensure your capability of protecting that data are in place from an end-to-end solution perspective.
Right.
Makes good sense. Joe, thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.